ours, and BAI is ours. We can proudly and happily say that. So that's why I'm donating, and I encourage everyone to dial 212-209-2950 and tell your friends to do the same.
Excellent. Thank you. 212-209-2950. And I'm going to go back to some more of this interview so that you can hear a little bit more and be encouraged that this is something that is of great value, not just the premium itself, but the radio station, the medium that you are listening to, WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org. And many of you tuning in for Hour of the Wolf, he sends his regards and would be here or have made a presentation for you were he able this evening, but I acknowledge the great work done by Hour of the Wolf and invite you to continue to listen to this program. We're speaking to you about a interview, a very special interview with Ray McGovern. And Ray McGovern, of course, is a retired analyst for the CIA, and he talks to us about what went wrong and how he has dedicated his life to making a difference. You can make a pledge of $35 for the CD interview when you call 212-209-2950, or you can pledge at the $100 level and receive the CD interview, which took place over these airwaves, and the DVD, The Corruption of U.S. Intelligence, for your $100 pledge for the package and $35 pledge for the CD when you call 212-209-2950.
And I would like to add, you know, with that $35 offering, it's a really great opportunity if you've already made a pledge. Well, you know, $35, make a little extra pledge, you know, now that you got your more recent paycheck or whatever the case may be since your last pledge. It's a good chance to give a little sort of extra sustaining effort towards what we're doing here.
So true. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeremiah and Paula. Thank you. So I'm so grateful that the both of you have joined me this evening. And I'm going to play a little bit more. And we will continue to encourage people to show their support for WBAI. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Thank you. One other question I have is, therefore, what do you make of the reaction that you've seen from persons such as Dick Cheney and Pete Hoekstra towards torture?
Well, Paulette, they are arguably war criminals. Dick Cheney, for example, he was the, the éminence grise, you know, the person behind Bush and the others when they decided to make war in a country that posed no threat to us at all. That was Iraq, of course. What's it been? 11 years almost. 11 years more. It was March 20th, 2003, that we attacked Iraq. Now, that attack on Iraq, together with our British friends, is properly described as a war of aggression, the kind of war that the UN Charter strictly forbade. There was no imminent threat to us, and the Security Council had not ruled that the war was possible. So it's against the UN law. But more important, it fit the description of this war of aggression defined at Nuremberg, okay? So a year after the end of World War II. And it was defined very carefully, and this is what the definition is still. A war of aggression is the supreme international crime, differing from other war crimes only insofar as it contains the accumulated evil of the whole, period, end quote. Accumulated evil. Well, think torture. Think kidnapping. Think putting people in black prisons without telling their wives or their children, or much less the Red Cross, where they are, how long they've been there. Think of all those things, and you see what Nuremberg meant when it talked about a war of aggression embracing this accumulated evil of the whole. And so that's what Dick Cheney and George Bush are guilty of. And there's no doubt in my mind that that qualifies. Well, I just told you what Nuremberg said. They call it the supreme international crime, differing from other war crimes only in this manner of accumulated evil. So Dick Cheney can't risk leaving this country, nor can George W. Bush, to go to any place other than maybe Canada or Mexico with an army of Secret Service agents protecting them. Why? Well, because our president, President Barack Obama, has refused to discharge his constitutional duty to see that the law is faithfully enforced. He has famously said, oh, we're going to look forward. We're not going to look backward. And so he's let these people escape accountability. Fortunately, there's a provision in international law called universal jurisdiction. And this is a principle that allows other countries, actually requires other countries. If a fellow named Cheney shows up in Paris, they are allowed under international law to detain him, to apprehend him, to question him, and to bring him to trial for war crimes. That's the way it works. Now, people say, oh, that's the government. That's not going to happen. And then I say, it's already happened. George Bush was supposed to attend a big gala celebration in Geneva 3 years ago, and he was going to give a big speech. And he was toiling over a speech, and then, unfortunately, someone told him what the Center for Constitutional Rights and several of its allies in Europe were prepared to do if he showed up in Switzerland. They were prepared to serve papers of the Swiss authorities and to detain him under the principle of the universal jurisdiction. As soon as he heard that, he canceled his plans. And because of technical problems, I don't know how he really explained it, but it was very clear that he was too afraid to go to Switzerland, even though he presumably would have brought an army of Secret Service agents with him. Now, did it happen to anybody else? Yeah. It happened to Rumsfeld a year before. Rumsfeld was a big conference in Paris, okay, and he's in the U.S. Embassy, and then he gets word some French citizen has filed papers with the procurator in Paris saying that Rumsfeld is a war criminal. He should be detained and questioned and so forth. And Rumsfeld, out the back door, scooting out to Charles de Gaulle Airport and getting the next plane home. So this is very real. There are a lot of CIA agents that have been convicted by the Italian court, and they can't risk going out of the country either. So that's small solace for what I think these people need to account for and the penalty that they should be subjected to. But at least it's something, and we'll see if anything else can happen. But that's, you know, the international, the countries abroad, to our shame, are the ones that can hold these people accountable in a way that our president, who, by the way, in my view, is afraid of the CIA, afraid of NSA, afraid of our security services, in a way that our president won't do because he thinks it's too risky. And we have reached one heck of a pass when a 27-year alumnus from the CIA hears himself saying that. But I've been saying that. I believe that to be the case. And if he was going to be so afraid, you know, I really think he would have done us a favor by not running for president.
What a statement. Thank you very much for that, Mr. McGovern. You mentioned war of aggression. I can't help but ask this question. Do you believe there are any wars of aggression that are happening as we speak?
Would you accept Iraq Part 3 as one of those wars? We're sending more boots on the ground, so to speak, into Iraq as we speak here. Mm. Last time I checked, there were 6,000 boots on the ground. Now, assuming that each one of our armed forces has 2 feet, then that means 3,000 actual soldiers. And there are more coming. Another 1,000 were announced just last week or so. So, yeah, we're involved in that situation where we probably should leave those people to their own devices rather than get embroiled in this civil war type thing, in this war between Sunni and Shia. Unfortunately, Bush and Cheney led us into this war, and it's very difficult to extract ourselves without admitting that we were wrong. And how can the sole indispensable country in the world admit it was wrong? I mean, ask you, Paul, does that think, no, we don't admit we're wrong. We just keep digging the hole further, and, you know, it's going to come, as the Chinese used to say, it's going to come to a no-good end. And the earlier we recognize that, the earlier we pull back and let those folks sort things out for themselves, the better.
Paulette, what is this piece of music we're listening to?
It's called the Cape Town Fringe, and it's performed by, at the time his name was Dollar Brand, but then he became known as Abdullah Ibrahim from South Africa.
Excellent. And you chose this as part of our legacy.
Yes, indeed. As many years ago, when you had your program director, Mr. Samori Marksman, I understand that this was one of his favorite tunes.
Okay, that's cool. That's very cool. And we are back because we want to ask you to make your phone calls to 212-209-2950. And let's see if I can get rid of that feedback. Yes, this is a different studio, and I'm not quite accustomed to the manual nature of how this all works. But it's a beautiful studio, nevertheless, here in Brooklyn on Atlantic Avenue. And your support, your call to 212-209-2950 will make all the difference. 212-209-2950. I don't know if we still have Jeremiah on the line.
There.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Jeremiah.
How you guys doing?
Okay, I'm gonna turn down the music just a touch more and see if I can get our levels all even. And we're going to be taking this, I think, till 2 o'clock. And hopefully those of you who are listening appreciate the work that we're doing for you here over WBAI. And we'll show your support by calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And let's say it slow. 212-209-2950. Excellent. Well, yeah. Sometimes I've actually gotten emails. Well, you say the numbers so fast, I can't write it down. And so I always try to slow it down for those folks who have to reach for the pen and write it down. But I think it's been heard so often, most of us have memorized it.
Oh, yeah.
212-209-2950. And make your pledge of support for your $35 pledge this morning. We can thank you with a copy, the full interview of this CD. Won't be able to hear it all this morning because it's actually quite long. 212-209-2950. If you can pledge at the $100 level, then you will receive the package, including the interview and the DVD, The Corruption of U.S. Intelligence. And it's all featuring the work, really dynamic and important work by Mr. Ray McGovern. And think about this. The most conventional of backgrounds, working as an analyst for the CIA, but he has the moral compass, a true moral compass, not the one that we hear the rhetoric about, but truly to understand the importance of what his work meant and how it needed to be sustained as a truth-gathering operation so that people could make intelligent decisions. And what it turned into was a, I don't know what word would describe it, but essentially a falsifying, manufacturing false information in order to support the political ambitions of the president and the White House. So that is a deep corruption of the purpose of this agency. And actually, Ray McGovern is very lucky that he retired when he did and rose to such stature, because if he were trying to do this now, he might be jailed.
Right.
For exposing the truth the way so many whistleblowers are being jailed now. So, Jeremiah, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was at the HOPE conference. Actually, I was turned on to so many things through one of my favorite shows, Off the Hook,
mm-hmm.
Notes from the Hacker Underground. Again, I was actually in my martial arts class earlier, so I didn't listen to Off the Hook when it was on the air, unfortunately. But I'm going to listen to the archive, of course, because I love the show. I never miss an episode. And through that show, I became aware of the HOPE conference. HOPE stands for Hackers on Planet Earth, and it happens every 2 years at the Pennsylvania Hotel. And at the last HOPE conference, they had Edward Snowden in conversation with Daniel Ellsberg. You know, of course, Snowden couldn't be there, but Ellsberg was, and it was just an amazing conversation. And I really think that we need to listen carefully to the people who are coming from within the apparatus, from within the surveillance apparatus and the general military industrial complex apparatus, the people who are coming from within that and warning the public, who have the courage to do so. I mean, their voice is really on another level in terms of credibility. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, movies with Leonardo DiCaprio and this kind of thing at this point. I mean, we're talking about, you know, or Matt Damon or something. You know, it's like the movies are nice, but we live in a country where everything is very entertainment oriented and that kind of thing. And we don't necessarily take the time to really understand the way things work and the way, you know, or what people with certain credibility have to say on certain critical subjects. And I think to get this interview and furthermore to get the DVD is really a great opportunity to have some really solid information in your back pocket that you can use to enrich your discourse at this really critical time when it comes to these issues of power and the abuse of power and how we're seeing it in foreign and domestic policy. You know, we all have to be armed intellectually with what our real position is on these matters. You know, we can't be vague at this point in time. So I'm going to get it, like I said. I'm not just sit here just selling people something. I'm fascinated by the content in this case. And I'm going to get this premium because, you know, I can't wait to watch it because it's going to go well with a lot of information I've already gathered and further my understanding as I, you know, continue to try to enlighten myself and enlighten my family as well as I can.
And I would add to that this is information that people need to know. There's always this concern or this sort of code language for information or things that are on a need-to-know basis. I would say that information of this type that serves to sort of elucidate otherwise very vague or deliberately vague areas in government life, in areas of foreign affairs, is information that we as people who pay the taxes, who are the ones who for whom these actions are carried out, at least in our names, we deserve to know this. So we need to know this. And for that reason, I encourage everyone to dial 212-209-2950.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
You know, he mentioned Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, let's bear in mind, you know, Donald Rumsfeld was impudent enough when asked, you know, is the government lying to the public, basically, at this point? His response, I mean, he actually had the nerve to say, and I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, he essentially said that the truth is precious. It is, in fact, so precious that sometimes it must be safeguarded, bodyguard of lies.
Oh, no, he said that.
Yeah, I mean, he was quoting Winston Churchill, I guess. But, I mean, either way, it speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people were so drunk with power when, you know, in the post-9/11 environment. And, you know, a lot has changed in terms of our laws, in terms of technology and how the two interface. I mean, we can't be informed enough at this point, you know. I think, you know, the sort of sluggish mentality, it just doesn't work in the modern society, you know. Everyone, you know, needs to arm themselves as well as possible with as much information as possible, as much intelligent discourse. And this would be a great, great, great place to start. You know, I work with children every day. I'm a chess instructor. And I actually work with children of different ages, different backgrounds. And I tell my students, look, nowadays you better be prepared to do anything. You have to be prepared to learn foreign languages. You need to learn various computer skills in a short period of time. You need to learn, be able to do any number of technical things in short order. Because we're being given technical systems, even just in the form of our cell phone, all the time. And make no mistake about it, it serves us well to have an intelligent, active, informed mind.
Mm-hmm.
And a healthy body as well, and a healthy spirit to go along with it. But don't forget the mind. You know, because a lot of this, and you come across it a lot, especially, you know, BAI listeners who are maybe trying to challenge their friends or family on certain critical issues, and they come across, oh, well, I don't want to think about that, or that just makes me upset, or, you know, well, that's, I disagree with that attitude, you know. I mean, I for one, know I can't make people think any particular way, but I don't think that's good. I think we should all be concerned. I think we should all be involved, and, you know, as unpleasant as some of this news is, well, you know what, other people are actually living that. So we're strong enough to know about it. You know, if our tax dollars are killing Afghani civilians and Iraqi civilians and Libyan civilians, well, you know, let's be strong enough to at least know that. Because these people are living that.
I don't think I've heard it said that powerfully before. That was quite poignant, Jeremiah, and it is so true. And this is really the American disease, the disease of turning the other way. You know, the old saying is turn the other cheek, but not turn all the way around so that you don't see what's going on right in front of us. So that was very, very powerful. I thank you for that.
Well, you know, I was just raised, you know, my mother raised me to be aware of racism and militarism and the brutality of the world at a pretty early age. And I know a lot of people like to censor that kind of information from their kids, but my mom just pretty much let me know the real deal from Jump Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think maybe that makes a sort of aspect of my personality that some people can't deal with. But you know what? I realize nowadays, you know, I've lived on the planet long enough to just say, hey, you have to be yourself. You have to speak your own truth. You know, you have to speak up for what you believe, basically, when necessary. And we're just in such a critical time now that, you know, being shy and being quiet in these matters, I just don't think serves us well. You know, it's a good time to speak up, and it's a good time to be active, and a good time to renew your commitment to WBAI and let that be the beginning of many good things. But, you know, I'm still in it to win it, you know. I don't look at this stuff and say, oh, I feel terrible. I mean, I do feel terrible, but that also makes me want to do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is that duality and that dichotomy. Let's not feel beaten down here, people. We're in it to win it. We have a radio station, for one.
Exactly.
We can chalk that on the good side of things, check. But we have to keep the radio station, so that's number two. And, you know, that's what we're asking you to do. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're just speaking from the heart about this radio station that we care about. We're certainly not paid spokespeople by any means. We're here because we believe in this station, just like we hope you do. And we hope somehow, some way, people are hearing our voices. Who knows how many people happen to be listening, or how many people might for some reason listen to this on archives or whatever. Who knows all the various ways in which people might hear our voices right now. But if by some chance you are, please make a little magical moment with us as a community here and donate to WBAI. Tell us that you heard our voices here, and do a wonderful thing in supporting this long-standing institution that we need to continue to sustain. And, you know, like I said, we know it's not perfect, but nothing in the world is perfect, and the fact that it's not perfect is on us. We need to be more active as members of the community, whether that's going to board meetings, writing letters, organizing things within your own community to get your community more connected with the BAI community. There's a lot of different ways I could think of off the top of my head that we could all probably do better in as BAI community members. But we're not worried about our imperfections at this moment. We're just raising funds, which is the first fundamental thing. So, yes, fundraising. That's what it is. You know, it's not pleasant. Just like paying rent's not pleasant, but it is an ongoing thing. The question of sustaining the station, paying for the transmitter, and, you know, the bare minimum expenses, that the shoestring budget on which the station operates to bring all this great content.
Exactly. And we're just going to give that number again. We're going to be, I think I'm going to go to the next. You just play the final concluding segment of the interview of Paulette with Ray McGovern, and he has a conclusion, and he gives his own appeal to action, call to action. So we're going to play that, then we'll move into our next program, and we're going to be featuring a health programming coming up in the next hour. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us, and invite you to make your phone call, 212-209-2950. This is your time to do it. You'll have the interview. You'll be able to listen to the whole thing for your $35 pledge. And for those of you who can pledge a $100 at this time, you will get the interview and the DVD, The Corruption of U.S. Intelligence. Just ask for Ray McGovern, and you can pledge at the $35 level or the $100 level when you call 212-209-2950. Or you may go to the website, give2wbai.org. And Jeremiah is certainly correct. If you are hearing this, then that means that this is a call to action for you to take the step to support this radio station. If you've listened through to all that we've shared you today, then please, even more important for you to show your support. 212-209-2950. I want to thank you, Jeremiah, and thank you, Paula.
Thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure. It's always an honor. And, you know, I cannot, you know, express with enough energy, with enough enthusiasm, how much I would like you to support this station, as I am about to. As I get off the air, I'm going to call 212-209-2950. I'm going to get the DVD and the CD. And, you know, just let's be excited about this, people. You know, let's, if you can, don't be a wear out. You know, it's not a bummer. It's great. You're supporting a great station. So you can make your donation, and you know you're investing in something that's well worth it. With all the money being misspent by everyone everywhere, this is a really solid investment right here.
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Paulette.
Oh, yes. And I completely agree with Jeremiah. And I ask people to remember the importance of legacy and the rich legacy that WBAI has. And we'll continue to produce works that can be looked upon in the future as important contributions to our understanding of history and human nature.
And with that, we're going to go back to a little more of Ray McGovern, and then it'll transition directly into the next broadcast. So please do continue to make your phone calls, 212-209-2950. All right, let's go.
Well, thank you. And I wanted just to close out the conversation. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, yeah. I want to appeal to folks. And you know, Pacifica Radio is great. I've been on, this is the fourth station I've been on for in the last couple of days. You know, one of my heroes is Cesar Chavez, and he used to say, thanks for those op-eds and those speeches, they're really, really good, but you know what, without action, nothing's going to happen. And people keep telling me, says Cesar, there are enough of us, we'll have to build more people. He said, there are enough of us. There already are enough of us, okay? But without action, nothing's going to happen. Now, what does this mean in practicality? Well, Dr. King famously said, there is such a thing as too late. What has been happening abroad, and even more important, what's been happening to our civil liberties here in the United States, is very similar to what happened in the 1930s in Germany. In Germany, the people kind of waited until it was too late. And the churches and the other religious institutions, mostly the churches were Catholic and Lutheran. Well, what about them? In these times, you tend to look to institutions that have some pretensions to moral authority, correct? Well, those churches could not find their voice. They said nothing. Matter of fact, some people don't know this, but the first thing Hitler did when he came into power, absolute power pretty much, was to make sure that there was a pastor in every church in Germany. Now, you know, some of the parishes without a pastor, the pastor studying in a seminary or something like that, well, he insisted that there be a pastor in every one of those parishes. And why do you suppose he did that? Because he thought that that would be a factor of stability for his regime. And sorrowfully, it was. So, with very few exceptions, D.C. Bonhoeffer, for one, and others, they didn't find their voice. They didn't say anything. And then it was too late. And maybe I'll just finish up with a real story about one fellow who went along with what was going on because he was studying for his doctorate and tenure at the University of Berlin. His name was Haushofer, and he was at Gale Walk. Okay, he was a geologist there, and he had tenure. A lot of people may be listening into this and know what tenure means. And he said, mate. And then he watched his Jewish friends and his Gypsy friends, and he saw all kinds of political activists being rounded up and sent off to concentration camps. And Albrecht Haushofer thought, well, you know, there's some things more important than tenure. Started speaking out, and he rallied quite a group of people who were viewed on by Hitler, of course, and the SS as subversive. So he got wrapped up, then he got thrown in a Berlin prison, a different one from the one that Bonhoeffer ended up in. But there he is in prison, and it's early 1945. The Allies are advancing. And what they did with these people, they had two methods of execution. One was to shoot them, and the other one was to hang them. Bonhoeffer was hanged, and they had execution by shooting ready for Haushofer. But the SS is very, very meticulous in typical German fashion, and they insisted that each one of these people to be executed write and sign a confession before they were executed. And Haushofer said that that's not something. I'm not going to do any confession. And so with the Allies coming a couple miles away, they shot him. Okay? And as they picked him up from the platform there, a little scrap of paper came out from his pocket. It was his confession. It was written in the form of a sonnet. And it's very brief. And if we have time, take a minute or so to recite it for you.
Of course.
Okay. The title he gave it was Schuld, the German word for guilt. Okay. And what he said was this, or what he wrote was this: Doch bin ich schuldig, aber anders als ihr denkt. Okay. Yeah, I'm guilty, but it's not what you're thinking. Ich musste früher meine Pflicht erkennen. Ich musste schärfer Unheil Unheil nennen. Mein Urteil habe ich zu lang gelenkt. Okay, I should have earlier spoken out. I should have schärfer spoken out more sharply. I put off my Urteil, my judgment, my real views far too long. Ich habe gewarnt, so I did warn, aber nicht genug. Und klar, okay, genug is enough. Klar is claro, klar. There's no comparative for klar in German. So, ich habe gewarnt, I did warn, aber ich nicht genug und klar. Und heute weiß ich, was ich schuldig war. And today, I recognize what I was guilty of. Period. End quote. So my appeal to whoever is listening to this is to recognize that not only Haushofer, but Dr. King had it exactly right. There is such a time, there is such a thing as too late. And what we need to do is figure out a way to stop this machine. And it may require us putting our bodies into it. And if that's the case, there are enough of us. As Cesar says, there are enough of us, but nothing's going to happen without action. Maybe I'll end it there. I appeal to you. Act.
Thank you.
And the number is 212-209-2950. We're asking you to act. and to make your phone call to support this radio station. Reverb 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Remember, at the $35 level, you'll receive this beautiful, inspirational DVD, McGovern, the 2015 interview, just a $35 pledge. If you can pledge at the $100 level, you'll receive the package, which includes the CD as well as the DVD, Ray McGovern, The Corruption of U.S. Intelligence, 212-209-2950. Or you can go to give to, using number 2, give to WBAI.org. And we've already gone over into the next break, so we're going to go right ahead and start the next program, and we invite you to pledge for that. Perhaps you're interested in a little green stuff.
BAI and WBAI.org on the web. And Gary, welcome back.
Hi, Michael G. Nice to be with you. Today, in keeping with our theme to try as many new important premiums, when you offer premium, there's two types of premium you can offer. One is it's an acknowledgement premium. It's a thank you, like a mug or the best of, or a T-shirt or something like that, or a buddy system. Then there are other premiums. They're premiums that really resonate with what a person's essential needs are. And the largest, most popular group of those have historically been the health ones. In fact, for 27 years, without a single aside, the health premiums dominated the money that was brought to the station, frequently up to 40% of the total pledges in a given break, given fund drive. And then there was a whole rash of political and hard-hitting issues. And some of those found very good audiences as well. And then there were those that dealt with the 9/11. And those were extremely popular. So what can we offer that would honor the people at a level that those who say, yeah, I need that, and you give them something they need. And for a reasonable but not excessive amount of money, the people then support the station and we have another day. And that's what it means. So that's why I asked Kathy Davis, what premiums are important to you, Kathy? If you were going to pick up a phone and call the station, what would motivate you? And she thought, well, I think that people's health is crucial right now, and especially those people who see the difference of when they eat well and they don't eat well. And so why don't we do green stuff? I said, fine. And then I said, but I want to do something beyond that. I want to give them something beyond the green stuff. I'm gonna honor the people who are looking to make major changes or minor changes in their life at this time in their thought processes. So that I'll get to second. So this is really a 1-2 combination. It's all for the same price. In effect, you're getting the second part of it as a free gift. But let's go with the first one. This audience wants to be healthy. I don't know anyone who wakes up in the morning saying, I want to be sick. You know, I really want to be fatter, more fatigued, or in more pain than I was yesterday. So then how do we get healthier? How do we put that health as to advantage? You have to consume something. Ideally, we consume wholesome, locally grown organic foods that we pick up at the food co-ops, farmers market, or the small health food stores. And that we take our time and we do some slow eating, slow food prep, and if possible, or the circumstances allow, we share those special moments with our partners or friends or family. But let's say that we then have to face the reality of our day-to-day lives. Hectic, busy, lots of phone calls, lots of chores, lots of tasks, a lot of running. don't always have as much leisurely time as we'd want. Maybe on the weekends we do. During the week, most people don't, especially those who are working. So then what do? Wait for the weekends? Not at all. We can look to supplement our diet with a whole food, something that's real, something that came out of the earth, something that's not genetically engineered, that is vegan, that is gluten-free, and that is loaded with what are called ORAC, O-R-A-C, which are antioxidants, 10,000 value, which is huge. To give you an idea, I doubt the average American consumes 500 ORAC value in a day, and just each serving of this is 10,000. And then you ask, okay, if this was a perfect world, and if I could put everything that was really beneficial to my well-being into my body, what would I put in there? But I can't base it upon taste, because a lot of people, what's really good for them, they don't like the taste of. They wouldn't like the taste of kohlrabi or rutabaga or real horseradish, not the processed kind you buy in the stores. It's the bitters. They're just too strong. So that's why a lot of people like sweet or salty. But that's not what's good for them. So I made it easy. I made something that is delicious tasting. The taste is just terrific. It is cherry pineapple, from real cherry and real pineapple. It's raw. The biggest health movement today in the United States is raw. All your juices, those are raw. Salads, fruits, sprouts, raw. And more people are realizing after they start consuming these how much better they feel. The enzymes that are in raw that just explode in the body, facilitating so many biological processes. And enzymes are the catalysts of life. We need them. They're essential to our well-being. But in nature, diet, the processed diet, the bagels, the donuts, the bread, the fried food, those don't have these enzymes. You want all natural. You want phytonutrients. Phyto, P-H-Y-T-O, means plant. But then in the plant kingdom, there are superstars. There are those that can belt it out of the park. And there are those that are just good. So I wanted only superstars. So here are the whole food, natural raw ingredients that go into green stuff. You start with what I consider the ultimate food in our body, apple pectin. If you Google apples and Google apple pectin, you'll see all these scientific studies on what apples do, what apple skins do, what the apple pectin does in your body. Then you'll understand why I put it number one ingredient. Then organic barley grass. Most people don't realize that the grasses are gluten-free and that they're the richest in chlorophyll. In fact, you couldn't eat healthier than eating microgreens, those that are only 2 or 3 inches high. But those are the ones that are really power-packed. Phytonutrients, chlorophyll, antioxidants. So I give the second leading ingredient is organic barley grass. I make this into a juice. Then I put carrot juice and spinach. Then we hit something that you just never eat, and that's chlorella. Now, you've heard of chlorella, and you think, well, I heard of that. Isn't that that single-cell algae that came from lakes and was supposed to be so good? Yep. Now, where do you see it sold? You don't. But it's in here. Then you see spirulina. Again, organic spirulina, another form of algae. And I don't know of a single food that is higher in many nutrients than spirulina. It's a superstar. It's the one that shines best in your body. So I have two of them, chlorella and spirulina. And then we go to celery and cauliflower. and cabbage, broccoli, oat beta-glucan, kale, asparagus, parsley, radish, broccoli sprouts, onions, collard greens, and arugula. Yep, that's all in there. That's over 20 vegetables and phytonutrients, the organic spirulina and barley grass and chlorella, the cruciferous, it's all in here. In a big serving, it's heavy, it's 500 grams. And you take a scoop that's in the can and you just add that to whatever liquid you like. Now, I'm traveling and I travel a lot because of all the filming I do and all the studies I do. And I can't carry a bunch of stuff around and I can't trust the restaurants where I'm traveling to have anything that I would eat. So I take bags in New York and I fill up the green freezer bags, and I'll have like five filled with green stuff and five filled with red stuff. And I zip those and in my protein powder, and I take those with me. I generally don't have any trouble getting through airports, and so throughout the day, I'll stop and I'll take a scoop and I'll put it into a glass and put some either spring water or whatever, if I have apple juice or orange juice or almond milk or rice milk, soy milk, and then I just stir it around and drink it down, and instantly I feel it. I feel the surge. I feel the energy. I feel something so powerful, so pure, so wonderfully nutritious caressing through my body. I'm hypersensitive to energy. I'm a big believer in everything that we do, we have to consider that there's an exchange of energy. If I choose a healthy drink with green stuff, that's a choice. I'm exchanging that for a cola. There's an energy exchange. There's a consequence to both. And most people don't realize that consequences are cumulative, cumulatively good, cumulatively bad. You know, nobody has a cola and ends up with diabetes. No one smokes a cigarette and ends up with lung cancer, has a glass of alcohol and ends up with cirrhosis of the liver. But 1,000 glasses of alcohol and 10,000 cigarettes, yeah. Then you've increased the probability of that biological tipping. So why not just put good things on your side, not bad things? And that has to do with a lot of our cultural beliefs and our conditioning. So I just believe that with so many things that could undermine our health, I'm going to be extremely prudent in doing something good for my health. So I created Green Stuff 21 years ago. And about every 8-9 years, I figure out a way to make it a little bit better. And a year ago, I found that some people were saying, you know, I love your green stuff, but my kids don't. They don't like the taste of, you know, vegetable powder. So I thought about that, and I thought, well, how many people are real purists, and they'll drink something, even if it doesn't taste good, but people they want to influence and help with their health won't. If it doesn't taste good, they're just not going to do it. So I went to work, and it took me about 6 months before I finally found the flavor combination that everybody said was spectacular. It smells like cherry pineapple. It tastes like cherry pineapple from beginning to end. People love it. In fact, if you put a scoop of this in water and had someone drink it, they would never know it's vegetables or chlorophyll or seaweed. They would think it's fruit. That's how it tastes. They would think that. As a result, I've gotten a lot of feedback of people who wanted to influence and would hope would influence people to take this to help put some good in their body because it tastes so good, smells so good. Even the other day, Michael G., I was on the road and I got a call from someone in my office says, hey, do you know that such and such movie star is filming up a major feature film in Canon? They just fought X cases of because they swear by this and they're going anywhere if it's not there. I said, no, I didn't know that. I said, I know a lot of famous people use it. I know a lot of celebrities use it. But, you know, in fact, it was... Well, I wouldn't even go into it, but it was featured in People magazine is what keeps one very famous actress looking and feeling great as she's on a protocol, but she specifically mentioned green stuff. In any case, I said, all that matters is that someone knows how important it is to have this. Now, look, the reality is that most people are not going to have a completely pure, healthy diet all the time, every day, every meal. So at least this is the compensation, because there is no compromise in green stuff. This is tasting phenomenal. It is phenomenal. It has the 20 raw and all natural vegetables with all the phytonutrients and the spirulina and chlorella that your body would benefit from. So there, no matter what else you do in a day, at least you've done something good, something really good, something your cells will appreciate. Even if you don't, go up and Google every ingredient and see why I selected each one of these ingredients, see the superstars that I could put in your body will know, because your body works off innate intelligence. It is intuitive. So there's no fat, zero, there's only 40 calories. There's no trans fat. There's no cholesterol. There is a lot of fiber, 9 grams of fiber per serving. There's no sugars whatsoever. So this is kind of like the perfect ideal whole food supplement to put in your day. I know a lot of people take this to work with them, have it at work, and in mid-morning or mid-afternoon, they'll take this for their break. While others are taking coffee and a roll, they'll take this. And this is a whole lot different what it does than the coffee, which is bad, and the roll and bagel. And that people may like the taste of, but your body's not going to like what happens when it goes in. So that's our premium today. It's called Green Stuff. It's a whole food. It's a powder. It's raw. It was juices. It was a whole vegetable and seaweed that was juiced and dried without heat at 88 degrees. And put in here, and it's for everyone now who calls in. It's vegan, it's non-GMO, it's gluten-free, and it has a high antioxidant ORAC factor. So that's what we're offering today to those people who say, yeah, I'll support the station. And if you support the station because you want the station to continue, or you support the station because you really like the premiums you get, it serves both purposes. So either way, you benefit. Now, that's it, Michael G. And I'm going to come back with a bonus in a moment that costs you nothing. But I wanted to get that green stuff out and get the phone number out.
Okay, Gary. And I'll give that out right now. It's 516-620-3602. I'm going to be very slow and deliberate about giving the number out for folks. If you want to get green stuff, it's for a $99 contribution, and a special, special gift is coming through for Gary Nall in just a moment. Let me give the number out. It's 516-620-3602. $99 tax deductible contribution to the station. You are supporting WBAI and you're getting green stuff. Gary Nall's new and improved green stuff. And that's what sold me on green stuff when I heard about it a couple of years ago, or last year, in fact, was the fact that not everybody is going to eat a healthy diet and it's going to be a lead a vegan lifestyle. And I was one of those. I'm one of those. But do something good for yourself. And I said, all right, let me try this. Let me try a scoop of this cherry flavor. And when I got my green stuff and opened it up, sure as you're born, that cherry, that pineapple flavor came through immediately. And I said, well, how could this be with it's looking green to me? How could this be? But it did. You just put it in your drink. I prefer an orange or a mango juice, or you can put whatever you want, or just water, and you can do it. And I've been using the green stuff for a couple of years now, and along with my vitamin C, I haven't looked at a cold in two in those 2 years, not looked at a coal in 2 years. I'm not saying this is going to happen for anybody, but I'm saying this is my experience. And I'm one of these people, not a famous person at all, but I swear by it. And I'm encouraging you to support the station and get Green Stuff, Gary Knowles Green Stuff. It's 516-620-3602. In fact, I was waiting on this to happen. I'm waiting on Gary to offer Green Stuff. I think it's fantastic, and I'm encouraging you to do that as well. It's a wonderful product, and it is helping this radio station. That's what we're doing here. That's why Gary is doing this. He could be off doing other things, as he is doing right now, doing his filming, making his documentaries, and also helping this radio station, WBAI. 516-620-3602, and we're waiting on your call. And we know these calls are going to be coming in, so we're going to take a few moments to allow you to go to the phone and get Green Stuff. To supplement your diet, because, you know, you're not going to, most people, most in this audience are not going or not living that vegan lifestyle, but it's an excellent source of nutrition. And as you heard Gary said, the ingredients, apple pectin, and it's number one, apple pectin. And I remember him saying in a previous DVD about juicing that the skin of the apple is key. It's so rich and vital. Apple pectin. Mm-hmm. Same for apple pectin. That's right.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, I've reported many times on the benefits of apples, yes, and apple skins on this show, and mm-hmm, apple pectin. It's a superstar. It's one of those wonderful ingredients that nature provides us that makes us healthy. How many times have we heard an apple a day?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And I said, and also an onion a day. Well, I have onions in here.
Do you? I didn't know that.
You realize how many people are out there eating kale. They're mainly eating the dried kale chips.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have to eat a ton of that dried kale chip to get what you get in one serving of this, because we're actually juicing the kale and then drying it. And so that what's important is you remove the 98% of the water, 97% of the water. That's the juice. What you're left with is the power of the actual ingredient. That was why you'd want to eat that. So we just made it more concentrated, more bang in each scoop, more nutrients, more 10,000 ORAC. That means all the antioxidants helping protect your cells by trapping free radicals. The average person in this audience is never going to get 10,000, in my opinion, 10,000 ORAC in a day. Well, now they are. Now they're getting it. And they don't even know how much work that those ORAC antioxidants are doing to protect their cells from free radical damage and oxidative stress. But that's why I have 10,000 per serving, not 10,000 per jar, per serving. Mm. How many are in there? This is tremendous. And so the best of the best, the chlorella, the algae, the spirulina, the algae, and yet you don't taste the algae, you taste pineapple,
that's
cherries.
Right.
That's Green Stuff. And everyone I know who uses it, just they talk so well about it. And look, you know, if we get 50 or 100 people, you know, over the course of a month from the station who pledge to the station who get this, I don't make any money from this. This is given at a cost, no profit. But that, I'm happy with that. I'm happy that they selected this as a way of benefiting the station, and that's what it's about. But now we have a bonus. This is that little extra I was telling you about. For everyone who calls today the station and orders for a pledge to support BAI, a bottle of the Green Stuff, delicious, nutritious, fabulously healthy powder, you're going to get a hardback book. Of the 100 books I've published, different titles I've published, this is considered by many to be the best. It normally is $24. It's called Living in the Moment, A Prescription for the Soul. There are 17 chapters in here, and each chapter in here is a different book. Unlike other authors, I don't like to have 10, 20 chapters, but all of them are threads off the original chapter. Just extending the same thought. I want each one to speak to a different need within the person. Unsolicited testimonies, including from Professor Ganga Dean and the chief of the Department of Philosophy at Haverford College, and he's the author of a very famous book himself, The Awakening of the Global Mind. He said, quote, Gary Nall, and this is on the cover of the book, Gary Nall is an experienced, brilliant, and rare holistic visionary healer for humanity in the 21st century. He understands that there are cultural and institutional disorders that trace how we are conducting, actually misconducting, our consciousness. In this powerful and accessible narrative, he presents a diagnosis for our current cultural disorders and taps the enormous power of global wisdom through the ages in prescribing a deep healing for our human condition as we mature and learn to live in this moment. This is a must-read for anyone concerned about our sustainable life and the flourishing at the individual and cultural levels. There are several people who gave unsolicited testimonials, and let me just read you some of the chapters. Mind you, this is free. You're not paying for this. This is our gift. This is WBA and Gary Nall's gift to the listeners for saying thank you for calling in our hour of need and supporting the station. The big chapter is 74 pages. It's called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. And it explains how we got into the mess we are today, what we did right, what we did wrong on all levels, including how we raised our children, the X generation, and then how they raised their children, the Y generation, and how they're raising their children, the millennial generation, and what this means. Why are we not all pulling together? Why are we not stopping home foreclosures and corrupt government and ALEC and genetically modified food and the acidification of the oceans and the security police state and totalitarianism and the power of the oligarchs and the fascists? Why aren't we doing anything about this as a community? Individuals certainly are, and many people on the station are, but why aren't we as a society? This explains that. This explains why you have more people in one night watching the Kardashians than you'll have involved in all environmental movements in a year. Something's wrong with that picture, and yet that's who we become. Well, how do we change? What is our solution? And I give the solutions to the baby boomers. And the reality is many baby boomers are going to have to start over again. And that's a big deal, because that means surrendering the certainties of the future, because so many people no longer have a happy, prosperous certainty of a future. About 245 million don't. So that's addressing them.
You know, Gary, you said that in a program, one-third of Americans live in poverty or near poverty?
Yes, absolutely. They're at poverty levels. One-third. One out of every three people. Wow. Yes, that's real poverty. Do you know that there's 1.5 million children that leave school every day and have no home to go to? No home. None. There are 18 million children who are hungry each day. The number one cause of bankruptcy was medical bills for 9 of 14 years, and second in the other years. Bank foreclosures were the number one for 4 years after the crash. Well, why don't we have a universal health care? That would be the humane thing to do and the reasonable thing. Why don't we make better choices as a society? And I explain that in the baby boomer dilemma. Then embracing our bliss. A very profound thinker, in my personal opinion, was the great historian and the man who let us know about myths, Joseph Campbell. He was a unique educator, and I really liked his series with Bill Moyers on mythology. And in one of those, it was about bliss. And when he described bliss and how he described it, it just made so much sense. Well, bliss is really the remarkable moments of our lives. Why is it we don't have more? Why is it we spend an inordinate amount of our time thinking about how we feel? And that is such an artificial perception, because so much of what we think is coming from a conditioned response. It's not authentic. You know, and so I talk about bliss, regaining bliss, having blissful moments all the time, then living an illuminated life. Why can't we be more illuminated? Why do we look at other people who we consider more illuminated than ourselves? Why do we live such passive spectator existences? Why not be more active? How to manifest a beautiful life, expanding into enlightenment, the 13th step, attracting success through self-empowerment, embracing passion, changing your life now, rebalancing your life, creating perfect harmony. Those are just some of the chapters in this book, and each one is written as if it were a standalone book. So this is a very powerful book. This is the book that I believe could make a lot of difference, and has, because I've gotten a lot of feedback from people about how they keep this book with them, and they read it to keep connected to what is real and essential. It's called Living in the Moment, A Prescription for the Soul. And it is a hardback book. It's a powerful book. It's an upbeat book. It's very positive, very life-affirming. The only time I discuss a problem is to put it into a context to understand the variable solutions that you have. So it's about solving problems. It's about empowering people. That's a free gift when you call the station today to get your green stuff. No strings attached. It's yours. All you have to do is call now. Michael G.
All right, thanks, Gary. That's right. Call now, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Many people are calling right now. Be patient as the call center at 516-620-3602 takes your call and processes your pledge. It's only going to take about 3 to 4 minutes, at the outside, 4 minutes. So it's 516-620-3602. Gary Knowles Green Stuff, new and improved green stuff. It's a $99 contribution, and you are supporting WBAI, and this very fine thank you gift will be coming your way. Bertel Reimers personally is taking charge and making sure that these premiums get out to you immediately. So we want to thank you very much for that, for this call that's coming in right now. And in addition to this, it's a free gift that Gary is giving to everyone that calls now and makes that $99 pledge to WBAI, the book Living in the Moment, Prescriptions for the Soul. And indeed, embracing our bliss, how to manifest a beautiful life, living an illuminated life, and expanding into enlightenment. And then he goes on to the 13th step, attracting success through self-empowerment. All of this, and there's much, much more that's coming in this book as well. And we're asking you to join us. Living in the Moment, we'll be sending that to you as well as the green stuff. $99, it's tax deductible. You are supporting radio station WBAI, commercial-free WBAI. And Gary has been a part of this station for over 30 years. And again, it's been a commercial-free venture all of that time. That is why, the reason why Gary can have these conversations with remarkable minds and give you the health and nutrition updates daily on the program. A part and parcel of the program is the health and nutrition updates. 516-620-3602. The green stuff, the new and improved green stuff, derived from fresh vegetables and whole foods, raw and all natural. The ingredients are apple pectin, as Gary has been talking about, organic barley, grass juice, powder. Look at this. And I didn't even notice. And I take it every day. And it wasn't even, you know, wasn't even paying attention. Onion powder, collard greens, arugula. Yes. And you know something? Before, I took green stuff two and a half years ago. I said, you know, took it to my doctor. And I said, hey, doc, you know, what do you think about this? And he looked at these same ingredients. And he says, wow, there's a lot of this and a lot of that in there. There's nothing wrong with this. And I've been taking it ever since myself. Now, where did I stop? Organic spirulina, celery, cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables in this green stuff, new and improved. And it tastes like cherry and pineapple. Believe me, as soon as you open the jar, you will smell it right away. It hits you in the face. It smells delightful. 516-620-3602. And you know something? I have to try the almond milk. Try it with almond milk or try it with another beverage. I get kind of stuck on one thing. So I haven't tried it with these other beverages. So I'm going to try that.
You'll really enjoy it, but give it to some. You know what's nice? When you know how healthy you can be and how you can improve your health. I recently, by doing even little things, while on the road, this goes back 3 months ago, I got a call from someone who I've known for a long time. And I actually got a call not from him. I got a call from his father, who's 84, and said that would I intercede to help because they don't know what else to do and they don't want to put this person in an addiction control place, but this person needs help. They're down and out in L.A. and just laying on a couch and soiled sweatshirt and really bottomed out. And I was right in the middle of a tour, and my tours are packed. And I said, give me 2 weeks, and then I'll have some time to spend with your son. And they flew in, brought the son, and the first thing you notice, he had short-term memory loss. This guy is only 58 years old, and 10 times within 10 minutes, he made the same statement, not knowing he had made it before. Short-term memory loss is a precursor to dementia, and that's right before Alzheimer's. And plus, he had all kinds of pains in his body. And I said, I only have a short period of time, but I will spend this with you. And I told the father I will be with him nonstop, and I'll get him on the straight and narrow. And I did. And he took all the juices and concentrates, including needless to say, the green stuff, and positive conversation, exercising, only living foods. And in 4 weeks, he returned back to L.A., a different human being. Short-term memory loss gone. That's what is able to happen. And he was not the exception. Now, how long it'll take to rebuild his liver and his kidneys and his heart, get his total health back, that'll probably take about 2 to 3 years if he's consistent, if he doesn't fall off the wagon again. And I hope he doesn't. But at least in the short term, it showed what is possible. And all the time I meet people, Michael G., who just don't believe that something that took 20, 30, 40 years to develop, diabetes and obesity, could just be turned around. I had a woman come into the park 2 weeks ago, and she's a short woman, 4 foot something, and was going out for a workout, and she did the whole workout, and she did it at a good pace. And afterwards, she said, I just want to let you know I've lost 110 pounds in your protocol. 110 pounds in under a year. And she said, before I could never lose anything. I'd lose something, gain it back, lose it, gain it back. She says, once I've been following a healthier lifestyle, mind you, she didn't say diet. She said lifestyle. She said, I just have lost all the weight I need to lose. Don't need to lose another pound. Now I want to do the marathon, something I never in my life thought I could do at age 60. She said, when you're 60 or 59 years old and 100 pounds overweight, you know, you're looking at death. You're not looking at life. Now I'm looking at life and doing a marathon. And she said, I can't tell you how important this is. So I know what's possible. So why not give a jar of green stuff to someone that you care about who may not be as conscientious or as inclined to do the right thing with their body? And just to suggest, because that's all we can do. We can't do more than suggest to people.
Right.
Hey, why don't you take this in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And ask them, what's your favorite? You know, is it orange juice or grapefruit juice, tomato juice, whatever it is. Let them have a scoop of this in their favorite juice. And then see at the end of a month. Ask them, do you notice any difference? Notice the difference in your energy, in your eyes, in your mouth, your tongue, and how you sleep, and digestion. Notice anything different? And let them see for themselves. Now, maybe they won't want to do that, all right? At least you made the effort.
Mm.
But what if they do? And what if, as I've seen so many times, they go on to take another step and another step in a period of time, they're really regaining their health, things that nobody thought possible. So I know what's possible, Michael G., and I want others to give themselves the benefit of a doubt. I'm always happy when I see people who are healthy. I want to see everyone healthy. I'm not just a foolish optimist. I believe that we all have the right to happiness, the right to health, but we have to make some smart choices, and we got to stop some foolish choices. So green stuff, it's a great first step. It's a great first step to put this into your body, because then there is no compromise. This is as pure, as powerful, as all-inclusive of all the right vegetables, 20 different vegetables, the phytonutrients, the chlorophyll, the non-GMO. It's all in here, delicious smelling, delicious tasting, and it's doing a lot of good. Now, what I don't do is I never make health claims,
right,
ever. So if I told people what I knew green stuff did, everybody would be picking up the phone and calling. Everybody. But I won't. And I'll just simply tell you what it's made from, and let them go up on the Internet and Google the different ingredients, and then they'll see for themselves. It has a low glycemic, so it's terrific for diabetics and people with any form of metabolic syndrome to eat. It's great for people who... I'll just say it's good for everyone. So that's it. Now, you mentioned, I just wanted to mention to you about this drive. Do you remember the other day when Christine and I were talking about the new, in 1 week, just last week, we had the worst tornadoes in West Texas history.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had for the first time in American history, we went 400 parts per million carbon dioxide, which means that we are tipping in the environment, and that was a wake-up call to the whole world. We had the largest hail ever recorded in the United States, the size of grapefruits that could kill you if it hit you and it was coming down from the sky. We had we also had solar flares, three of the worst solar flares that you could imagine. Had any of those three on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday hit the Earth, it had been lights out.
Wow.
And that we weren't in that trajectory. But I spoke with Matthew Stein, interviewed him, and he was in the clip, and he said it is going to hit Earth now. All right? It's going to happen. We just don't know the exact time. But if it's one of those X ones, one of the big ones, then you will say, thank goodness I got my emergency survival kit.
Mm-hmm.
I know what to do. I have plan A, plan B, and plan C. And then right when I'm doing that show, up comes the tornado in Oklahoma.
Yes, that's right.
Now, this is a tornado that had it was 1 mile wide. Now, there is a record of a 2 mile wide one, but none in recent history.
Mm-hmm.
And this packed winds of over 200 miles an hour. You see the devastation.
That's right.
And nobody was prepared. They didn't have a plan B, let alone a plan A. We'll get into a cellar. That's not a plan. You know, that's like having someone in front of you shooting and you're ducking a bullet. Oh, thank God I didn't get hit with that one. Yeah, well, they're going to fire again. So you need to know that you're able to survive. Now, this comes today. Quote, this is from Echo Watch. Here's what it says from Blake Depe. From California to Wisconsin, record-breaking wildfire season has begun. On May 14th, Wisconsin saw its largest wildfire since 1980. Encouraged by strong winds, the blaze burned 8,700 acres and destroyed 17 homes and 30 other structures. Meanwhile, in California, another fire that began May 15th has blackened 3,800 acres in Ventura and Kern counties. It would seem that this is the start of yet another year of numerous fires as people throughout the U.S. struggle to adjust to a new normal in terms of natural disasters, an unfortunate result of climate change. And as it happens, the Wisconsin fire, which started 40 miles southeast of Duluth, was not so much caused by natural conditions as it was fueled by them. The low humidity and winds meant that the fire grew quickly and traveled. And then it goes on and on. But what this is telling us, Michael G., is that we're into natural disasters, and yet last night on Bill O'Reilly, he had, and it's not unexpected knowing him, he had this guy denying that this was global warming. Oh, you know, this tornado's just, you know, we've had this in the 1950s. And denying global warming. These people are denialists. Well, they, you know, they say, oh, it's just normal, so just adjust to it. How do you adjust to Sandy when Sandy comes as a category 3, 4, 5 next year and is 500% more dangerous than this year? When it knocks out, let's say, 5 million homes, causes $1 trillion in damage. Where's that money going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to replace the homes?
Mm-hmm.
What if it kills 10,000 people? And that's what's possible when you get the categories. Remember, Sandy was the lowest category,
right.
Category
right.
1. We're looking at big categories. So I just found it was fortuitous that only here, only, in all of the New York area, only on WBAI, on our program, were we promoting a survival kit. The survival kit. What to do when disaster strikes.
Okay.
What to do when disaster strikes. So if anything, they should pay attention to that because it's inevitable that you're going to need everything in that kit. So these are all wake-up calls. So call the station and get your survival kit. Also today, get your green stuff with the complimentary book as our gift, Living in the Moment, Prescription for the Soul. $25 gift, free, a book. Michael G.
All right. So thank you so much, Gary, for outlining all of those things. And you talk about these things regularly, and that, in my opinion, is the most important thing that we do here today, making sure that we can bring you regular ongoing programming, ongoing information about these solar storms here on this radio station. And that's what Gary does regularly. We want you to call now 516-620-3602. $99 for a $99 pledge. We're going to send you Gary Knoll's green stuff. Gary Knoll's new and improved green stuff, along with Living in the Moment, a Prescription for the Soul. That's a book by Gary Knoll. And we were talking about that. Gary was talking about that. We'll send you that as well. But we do need to hear from you now. 516-620-3602. People are calling now, and that's fantastic. That's wonderful to see.
How many people are calling, Michael G?
Gary, I've lost count. You know, people are calling in at like 2 and 3, 4 per minute. So people are calling at this number, 516-620-3602. Don't worry about getting a busy signal or anything like that. There are people, enough people to take all of your calls at that call. So before you go, Gary, it's 516-620-3602. And again, we thank Gary for staying on a little bit longer with us, making sure that we encouraged you to support the station. And people are still calling now. So make your calls now. Don't stop. Don't wait. Don't delay. I realize that sometimes you can't because you're driving or you're doing other things. And, you know, you're working right now. You're in the office and you have your headphone in and you're working and you're busy and you can't call. when you get the opportunity and when you can take a break, write the number down. Why don't you do that? 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And make a contribution to WBAI, raising funds for WBAI. I'll give it to you again. Write it down, please. 516-620-3602. If you can't make the pledge right now, if you're unable to pick up the phone and dial right now, write the number down so you can do it later. We're offering you, that's Gary has made this available. That's not to say me, but I'm glad that he did. I'm so glad that Gary did, because I really do believe in this green stuff. It is great. Raw and all natural, 20 vegetables and phytonutrients, organic spirulina and barley grass in green stuff. Gary knows new and improved green stuff. And I'm telling you, as soon as you unscrew the cap, you will smell that cherry and that pineapple flavor. It's wonderful. You won't be able to believe it because it's green. It's green stuff. It doesn't look like a cherries or a pineapple. It's green, but it has the apple pectin, the organic barley grass juice powder, carrot juice powder, spinach, chlorella, organic spirulina, celery, cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, oat, beta-glucan, kale, asparagus, parsley, radish, broccoli sprout powder, onion powder, collard greens, and arugula. And around my house, I shorten it. I just say, arugula. What are we having tonight? Arugula. So that's in here as well, arugula. 516-620-3602. Gary knows new and improved green stuff. It's $99, a $99 pledge to WBAI. $99 contribution. We'll send that to you, as well as Living in the Moment, Prescriptions for the Soul. That's right. We're going to send that to you. It's a free gift. You know, you're not paying anything for that. It's just a free gift. We're including that as well. A Prescription for the Soul, Living in the Moment. Free gift coming your way as well. Supporting radio station WBAI, 99.5 FM. There's an introduction, and in part one, it's The Boomer Dilemma. The Boomer Dilemma, Embracing Our Bliss in Chapter 2, How to Manifest a Beautiful Life in Chapter 3, and then going on, and then a little bit further down, Attracting Success Through Self-Empowerment, Embracing Passion, Choose Your Lesson in Life, or The Universe Will Choose It For You. Chapter 11, Rebalance Your Life. 12, Enhancing Self-Esteem. 13, Perfect Harmony. 14, Prescription for Your Soul. And chapter 15, Being Present for Your Own Life. And there's more in this book, Living in the Moment. It's by Gary Noel, A Prescription for the Soul, Living in the Moment. 516-620-3602. We're going to give you a little music, take another couple of minutes, encourage you to pledge to WBAI. You're doing very well, and thank you very much. I'm excited by it. And when Kathy told me, we're doing green stuff today, I said,
when I leave,
very
remember
good.
I said,
I'm excited about it because I really believe it.
A revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am
a
bitch.
The red, white, and blue is spit on you.
Trying to reach my freedom of speech and expressing myself, torturing the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth that's off the way I see it? While I'm going off berserk, cause the system work to jerk. My people, the people, all around the peace work. Tell me I'm wrong, or that's my right in this writing. The Constitution, no, that's in the huh, suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say
like many others take the same turn like me. They yearn for the flag too. Wake up to the lies, the pigs, make up imperialistic swans that I grind into bacon bits. Call the fist, cause I ain't taking. I'm not a Nazi or a Cappy or a Farmy, but you want me in prison, cause I'm busy attacking. Put the flag, I ragging and snagging and dragging and rip it to shreds. I'm too black, too strong, too dread. And I'm dreaded, cause I make the big symbol when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack. I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy. I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy, so just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that beast. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. 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 Let's find the people who hate this. These are the places here.
Panama. Talk about Peru. Azania. Brixton. Belfast. And forget Korea. Beirut. And forget Haiti. Iran. Puerto Rico. Colombia. Mexico. Talking about uptown Harlem, New York City, y'all. And Nicaragua. East and South Central LA. California, Miami.
Yeah.
Do or die, Bed-Stuy.
99.5 WBAI.
Boogie down south.
5 minutes after, yeah, 3 o'clock. 5 minutes after 3 o'clock right here. 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. The number is 212-212-209-2950. At the $100 level, we'll take it to keep this canary going.
I'm taking action on the system, thinking they slick, contradicting their own, taking me for a fool. They sent my man Joey to jail and now they got him in court because he burned the flag. That's the name of the game, well, I quit playing. I doubt the sucker. I want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maim and mangle, the star spangle. I'm not trying to diss you. I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? You think that I'm a jackass? I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire. My desire to burn what Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America. Home of the brave, land of the free. Boom! This is the home of the slave. Hold on, just a mother.
Burn, baby, burn from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock right here.
On my cup, X.
Yeah.
On my cup, X.
90 years of
on my cup, X.
212-209-2950.
With drama, eyes hold up. It's time we get strong.
Listener sponsored. Community non-commercial radio. Pacifica Radio at its very best. WBAI.
As a Malcolm X, man got fixed.
prospect.